With Jingle Bells on Yes FM, Positive Beats. It is 9:39, time for the Positive Chats podcast. We talk about topics of interest to you. And these interviews are available on our podcast page afterwards, a couple days afterwards. So you can hear again, or if you missed some of it, hear the whole thing, or share it with others. Go to yeshome.com, click on the Positive Chats podcast page, or you can access them at our mobile app as well. And this morning, we're going to be talking with Genghis Karatis from Future Institutes. And good morning, Genghis. Genghis, how are you doing?
Good morning.
All right, excited to talk to you because Future Institute has a involved in here in Ohio and among the Great Lakes and Midwest. And tell us about Future Institute.
Well, Future Institute works with high school students and also students when they graduate from high school. Our goal is to help students achieve success after high school, transitioning to and through college, hopefully graduating and being launched into successful careers. We provide college access and college success programs that offer educational, social, and career-building opportunities to these students. That includes workshops, mentorships, job shadowing or internship opportunities, as well as financial assistance. So our student population consists of high-achieving but frequently first-generation minorities, often from single-parent homes and from a lower economic strata. So we want to improve our students' lives and help them attain their goals. Ultimately, this is our driving mission.
And it's a charter school, it's, I understand, tuition-free, publicly funded, open to all students.
Correct. We are operating through a fiscal sponsorship with CLEP Schools. It's a nonprofit educational organization. Through this engagement, we are able to partner with 12 concept public charter high schools in six Midwest states. As you might know, a fiscal sponsor is a nonprofit organization that provides fiduciary oversight, financial management, and other administrative services to help build the capacity of a charitable project. Future Institute is fairly a new initiative, so we are able to use Concept Schools 501c3. As you mentioned, Concept charter schools are public schools, not necessarily traditional. School, slightly different than traditional public schools, but charter public schools are no different than traditional public schools. They just have slightly autonomy in managing their own district and do not necessarily report to the district in the city. And all charter schools are tuition free, non-selective. Publicly funded schools, which are open to all students.
So it's not necessarily a private school, but probably some of the benefits of a private school. But it's so many private schools are just so out of reach for so many families. But this with Future Institute and public charter schools is accessible to anybody, regardless of finances or race or heritage, correct?
Correct. Just a quick insight about public charter schools. You submit your proposal to the state, and if your proposal is accepted, then the state, then you would go ahead and find your building and establish your curriculum based on the state standards. And then we'll start to recruit your teachers, and then promote your school. Once parents see you as an alternative option, they are able to enroll their kids in your school. So based on enrollment, each the state will pay you for each enrollment. So you cannot open a charter school anywhere you want. There are specific geographical boundaries where charter schools can be opened. Most public charter schools are in low and moderate income communities with significant minority populations and offer parents a school choice.
And so how does a family, so you described there is an application process for a family to send their children there?
Yes, when you receive an application, and if you have more than you can enroll, you will have to do a lottery. Based on lottery on first-come, first-served basis, you will enroll in your school.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say that public charter schools are held accountable to the performance standards they agree to in the charter. And they are audited regularly. They report to the state. And also they will have to find an authorizer. In most cases, there are like some universities might be an authorizer, or there are other institutions who assume those roles. And if your authorizer does not like what you do and you do not live up to the expectations, they will not approve your charter. So in 5 years, it may not be renewed, and you will obviously get shut down. Basically, charters have to perform well and do a good job in order to remain open and continue to serve to their community.
So what do families and their children and students would most benefit Future Institute's concept public charter schools?
What we do is we, based on individual student need, we build meaningful programs that have a direct impact on student success outcomes. We offer programs to provide ongoing support throughout the student journey through college and the career cycle, both as students are in high school and as they progress through life.
Are there any special career goals that would the most benefits? Is it more college prep? Is it more for, you know, higher education like doctors, lawyers, or is it for whatever profession they might be interested in going into?
You know, our mindset is career for all. So if students want to pursue a two-year career or a four-year degree or get into an apprenticeship program or a short-term, long-term certificate program, we all trying to help students in whatever their career aspirations are. So, you know, we work with them. As you know, it's not over when students graduate from high school. There are a lot of stumbling blocks in their journey for a successful career. And this is especially true for our students who are in very early stages of their lives to build a good career. I wish that was an elevator to success, but unfortunately, students, you know, have to take this stage. Now, when we look at some of the common issues that students go through, often hear about time management, academic performance, stress, depression, health issues, procrastination, and many more. This applies to all students, regardless of their backgrounds. But while college students of all races face many of these challenges, minority students face them in a compounded manner, resulting in higher dropout rates. So in a recent report released by Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown University, report suggests that those students from the top socioeconomic background with the lowest test scores have a 71 percent chance to succeed in their late 20s. But students from the bottom of socioeconomic backgrounds with the highest test scores have 31% chance to succeed in their late 20s. So this is significant. It speaks volume about the type of challenges that disadvantaged students are going through in comparison to their most advantaged counterparts. So, you know, the way we see it that there is no room for failure. We really need to be resourceful to our students in their journey after high school. And we partner with colleges and we partner with communities and try to be as much resourceful as possible. And our ultimate goal is we want to make sure that these students reach their goals. We want to promote upward mobility and want to make sure that these students have a good, healthy, and wealthy life.
And the vision of Future Institute is to build a better society by producing thousands of career-ready graduates poised for professional success. And you list your core values as communication, community, leadership, support, and research. Can you a little bit more in-depth define some of the core values, why you have chosen those?
Absolutely. You know, especially when you look at any not-for-profit, community support is lifeblood for any not-for-profit. You know, community support may come in many different forms, not necessarily financially. It could be having a mentor, someone who is providing an internship, or different resources, sponsoring a student. So we need that community support and to build strong relations. And we need to have someone, students, they can look up to. Mentoring experience, for instance, can be transformative for the students involved. And effective mentorship provides aspects of both psychological and career support and may include, you know, role modeling, advising, sponsorship, and helping mentees develop a supportive network of other mentors and peers. We also have workshops, for instance, and those workshops help students tremendously. So we would like to create a really well-rounded community, and it can only be done with the communication. We have to reach out. We have to communicate with our students. Without a strong communication with all our stakeholders, we are not able to establish and ensure program development and success. That's why we are in a constant quest to our community and establish and maintain strong communications with all our stakeholders. And we need their support based on individual student need. We would like to build meaningful programs that have a direct impact on student success. We offer programs to provide ongoing support throughout the student journey through college and career. So that is really essential. And also, we base all these decisions on research. And without research, without data, it's extremely difficult to make a healthy decision. So we often conduct different studies to understand our students' post-high school experience and what are the ways to really help our students in a short and long term. So, and finally, this can only be accomplished with a strong leadership. We set our goals for students and our institution with persistence and relentless pursuit of the best outcomes in mind.
We're talking with Genghis Karatas from Future Institute. Genghis, can you give us a success story of one of your students?
Yes, absolutely. One thing that comes to my mind is actually Daniel Lopez. Daniel Lopez is a graduate of one of our Chicago schools, Chicago Math and Science Academy. And Daniel graduated from Northeastern Illinois University with a bachelor's in communications. He graduated in 2017, but after all, it's been difficult for him to find a job. For a long time, he has been looking for a job, but he couldn't find. And finally, we were able to connect him with iChat apprenticeship program, and he was able to get into the program and finally be able to employed by another company, and he was able to enroll in college again, and now this year he's finishing the program, apprenticeship program, and he's offered full-time employment at the company as a mechatronic engineer. So it's been a great journey for him. But one thing that struck me in his at the time when we were trying to find out how we could find a job for him after college, he told to me at one point that, you know, if he cannot find a job, you know, he doesn't have the parental support, his mom passed away, and he doesn't have connections with his dad, and he said he would be homeless. Mm. And he was so hopeless at that point. But a career opportunity in an apprenticeship program was a great solution for him. So we're extremely grateful for this opportunity and to be able to see Daniel succeed in life. Otherwise, he might not have had this opportunity.
Oh, awesome. Well, hey, we're talking with Genghis Karatis from Future Institute, and you guys are involved in five schools here in Ohio, including the one in Toledo. Tell us about that.
Well, Toledo is one of the oldest network schools, and it was opened in about a decade ago, in about 2008, and our involvement as Future Institute, we are involved with seniors of the high school, and they have a fairly small students graduating this year. Future Institute does not work with all of the seniors, since it's optional to choose to enroll in our program, but we have a fair number of program participants from Toledo, and it's a great school, a great program, and it's
Well, if people would like more information about Future Institute and your concept public charter schools, what do they need to do? Where can they go?
Well, the best way to reach out to us is futureinstitute.us. We are only an email away. If I'll be happy to communicate with anyone who are interested in learning more about Future Institute, and I can reach that at karatis@futureinstitute.us. So we'll be happy to connect with anyone to tell more about our stories, and also see if there are any ways that we could partner. I invite any community members or businesses to help us help students by being a mentor, sponsoring a student, providing opportunities, internships, or offering workshops or volunteering opportunities. So we are, you know, open to anything when it comes to help a student. Sky is the limit.
All right. Well, again, what's the website again?
Futureinstitute.us.
All right. Thank you so much, Genghis Karatis from Future Institute. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and thank you for the work that you do. Let's create some more successful students and give opportunities for those who may not have it. Really appreciate what you guys do.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to give me this platform to share some of our stories. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That's futureinstitute.us if you'd like to find out more information. And this interview will be available on the podcast page at our website in the coming days and also on our mobile app.